Dying to Be Her, written by Greg Olson, narrated by Karen Peaks. Author's note. Like some of this story, the following is absolutely true. Trust doesn't come in shades of gray. It's absolute and filled with power. When trust is broken, it's often not the act of betrayal that's most surprising. The real shocker is who in your innermost circle betrayed you. A best friend, a boyfriend, a sister, a parent. Betrayal can appear small, like a little white lie, the whisper of a long-held secret in the hall at school, or the posting of a private confession on Facebook. Or it can be colossal and far darker, like a pretty young lacrosse player savagely murdered by her ex-boyfriend, or the mother with haunted eyes who drowned her babies in the bathroom tub. The truth is that big or small, betrayal cuts quite like no other evil. And when it comes for you, it finds its way quietly in the night, like the slip of a knife at the base of the spine. As life fades to black, you ask over and over, "What did I do to deserve this?" Greg Olson. Chapter 1. Olivia Grant wasn't exactly sure what she'd expected America to be like, but Port Gamble, Washington, most certainly wasn't it. As the 16-year-old foreign exchange student had boarded the late summer flight from London Heathrow to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport and planted herself next to a smelly man and his chubby little boy, she daydreamed of palm trees and movie stars. The travel magazine in the seat pocket in front of her all but confirmed the glamour awaiting the redheaded teen in just a few short hours. The cover featured a big, splashy photo of beautiful people living in sunny USA splendor. She was almost giddy, but she held it inside. British reserve, of course. Olivia immersed herself in American TV the entire way over the polar ice cap to Seattle, and wondered if the little boy to her left was going to be a kid contestant on The Biggest Loser. His father definitely was destined for some kind of makeover show. He not only smelled vaguely bad, garlic, but his mustache hung over his lip like an inverted vacuum cleaner attachment. The stylist who cut his hair had apparently...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?